Scott Mills. Radio
1. Hello, afternoon. How was your bank hole? Hope you're alright. Thanks, Coxie. Okay, I've got Hello Goodbye coming up. I've got Armin van Helden, last week's record of the week. I've got the new Stereophonics, and we're back on in the afternoon. For the drive home, hope you're alright. Hello, Chopper.
You alright?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, very good.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was very good, thanks. Very long.
Did you go to Penzance?
I went to Penzance on Sunday night, yes. It was one of the best gigs we've ever done. It was brilliant. Down in Penzance. So, very long way from here, obviously. Not if you live there. It was very close by.
Not far at all, then.
But it was very, very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
What did you... Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, I know. How was yours?
Okay, I ended up going to Joel's house off of JK and Joel. Now, I was promised some kind of Sunday dinner thing, which didn't happen.
Right. He's a very good cook, though, is Joel.
He is very good. But I had to endure, stroke enjoy, which is the point I'm going to make now, 4 hours of wrestling on TV, and I quite liked it. Is it Big John Foley?
I have no idea, is it?
We put his DVD on and, oh, we enjoyed it so much.
You get that when you're with Joel. That's all he ever wants. Well, that and the horse racing.
Yeah, but I quite like it, and I've promised to go to a wrestling bout with him in the near future.
Have you?
Yeah. It's not the kind of thing you would expect me to be into, really. Is it?
I'm but very I quite liked about
it.
You.
No, I really quite liked it. I was there. He made me put on a Spider-Man outfit at one point, and he was wearing some unflattering IKEA pyjamas.
Hang on, so just let me get this right. So you're watching a whole load of semi-naked men all oiled up fighting each other, whilst Joel is sat in some pyjamas and you're in a Spider-Man outfit.
I wasn't in the Spider-Man outfit to start with. That was another member of Radio 1 staff who I'm not going to mention on air, who arrived at the door dressed in the Spider-Man outfit. Joel had dressed up as Scooby-Doo earlier in the evening, I think.
Was it just the three of you?
No, there was a girl there as well.
Right, how...
Because I kind of understood what you're trying to get at there.
How did this invite come around?
He texted me.
What, come around and watch some wrestling DVDs with me? Dressed as Spider-Man?
He didn't say watch the wrestling...
I'll be the one in Scooby-Doo.
When we got there.
Outfit.
did anybody get naked?
No.
Were any bodily parts shown?
No, it wasn't that kind of party.
I don't believe you.
Why would I do that with Joel? I like a
it's
joke.
It's not you I'm worried about, it's Joel. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Right, so I've got this theory, right, that power plates, this new revolutionary gym experience, was invented blatantly by a bloke who just wants to see girls jiggle. Lots of blokes weren't aware of this on text and are now heading straight to the gym after work tonight just to see if they can...
And they shouldn't, because that isn't what happens.
See whether my theory's right or wrong.
It's wrong.
Now, we have had a development here. We've had an email from that nice shop across the road. People have been suggesting that we should do this already on 81199. Get Laura to try it out. Why, of course. Now, you know that shop? It's handy, isn't it, having a power plate shop across
isn't
the road?
Isn't it? Yeah, a power plate and running machine shop over the road.
I've been wanting good shops around here for ages, and now we've got one. How handy. Now, that shop has one of these power plate machines, and... are quite prepared for us to go and use it to see if my theory is correct. Chris in Kidderminster says, are you sure power plates are a new idea? They sound to me like those machines with a vibrating belt round your waist like you used to see in old Carry On films. No, they're entirely new, Chris, and you just stand there
and it tones
things
you.
Vibrate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it tones you.
It tones the lower half of your body.
It's not cardiovascular anyway, though, is it?
It's not cardiovascular,
so
no.
Just for toning
but because
muscle.
Do you want the science or not?
Yeah.
Because it vibrates, your muscles work against the vibration to stop you vibrating, hence it tones you up.
Wow.
But it only goes up to as far as the waist.
Right.
So the girls aren't going to jiggle around on
I don't think that's true.
You're wrong.
I would like you and Laura, if you would, because it's only across the road.
Ain't jiggling on anything for you.
I don't want you to jiggle. Honestly, if you could go over the road now and
you think what and get Laura on the thing,
yeah. And I bet
and
you,
see if she jiggles.
I bet you, if she goes on one of these machines, there will be some jiggling going on.
There won't be, I bet you there won't be.
Take a camera with you so we can film it.
There isn't going to be any jiggling, it's the lower half, that's all it works. You'll bet me.
A tenner says there's jiggling going on, right?
Blimey, you're confident for you.
Right, £10.
That'd be a quid or something.
Yeah, 10
quid.
All right.
She isn't going to jiggle.
If there's no jiggling, I'll give you a tenner, all right?
And if she does, then I have to give you a tenner. That's how a bet works.
That's right, yeah. That's the basic premise of a bet, yeah. One.
Radio One. It's 10 to 5
with Scott. Now this, ladies and gents, is science. My theory is, with these this new invention, the power plates machines, they were invented by blokes just so they can watch ladies jiggle. Now there's money riding on this. I'm confident that jiggling will happen. Do power plates machines make ladies jiggle? It's what they do on Brainiac and stuff, is it? Similar. Right, Laura and Chappers are now in the shop over the road. What are the chances of that, that we now have a shop that sells these machines just across the road, Chappers? Now, for years, all we've had is a couple of pubs, a betting shop, and loads of shops selling pashminas.
that you can't go in because they're only...
That you can't go in because they're factory outlet.
Yeah, for trade. I've never understood that when we walk past that. Not that I really want to buy a pashmina, but if I did, I wouldn't be able to.
But so this is a very useful shop.
Very useful. There's all sorts in here. There's lots of running machines in here, rowing machines, table tennis, pool. I could spend hours in here.
And is the machine, where is it, in the window?
It is. If you were walking past, that is the thing that you could see. But it isn't face on to the window. So Laura's backside will be on view from the window.
Brilliant. So if you're going past Radio 1 at the moment, the shop is called Sweatband, okay? Have a look for Laura jiggling in the window.
Laura's backside.
Right, so you don't believe these machines are just meant for jiggling ladies' breasts?
No, I think there's a benefit in these machines. I just don't think it's about seeing some wabs bounce up and down.
Okay, right, listen, we'll put Laura on the machine now.
All right, Laura, step on. Don't turn it on yet, Laura. Just step on
the
machine.
If she jiggles, you owe me a tenner.
Am I the judge on this, then?
Yes.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
Now, this is on quite a low speed at the moment.
Well, she won't jiggle now.
There's nothing jiggling at the moment. She said there's nothing jiggling. You introduced, brought a smile to her face, though, whatever it's do. Right, hang on, this is the speed button here, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, let's double the speed. I'm just going to stand back in case my eyes
turn
go
it up.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on tight, Laura. Just keep that left breast away from me, otherwise it might hurt. Am I meant to be looking at her breasts?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Is she still going?
Do you think you're jiggling?
Yes.
Let me look from the back. Yeah, the arse is wobbling big time. let me just speed it up slightly. The machine, not Laura's arse. I don't think you meant to sit on the handle, Laura.
So describe what's happening now, please.
Well, we've got a lady in a very tight pink vest top, and her wabs are jiggling. I have to say, you are right. Annoying as it may seem, and now I'm going to have to pay you £10.
Thank you. So she's on the power plates machine now, and she is jiggling.
You are jiggling, aren't you?
Yes,
yay!
I am jiggling.
Proving my theory correct.
Do you want me to go on it and see if I jiggle?
I'd rather not, thanks.
Are you sure? I could be right, flopping away for ages.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, go on, sit on it, Laura.
Come back.
See what happens.
Right, come back, please.
Well, hang on, Laura's sat on it at the moment. She's quite enjoying it. I don't think I'm going to be able to get her off it.
Right, come back and please bring with you the £10 that you owe me.
All right. Really? You really want me to play the bet, do you?
Yeah. Power plates machines actually are invented just to watch women jiggle. Probably by a bloke.
I'm on my way back. Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Sarah from Leicester.
Hi, Sarah from Leicester. What are you saying?
I've got a little story to tell you.
Okay.
I went to my friend's little boy's christening at the weekend.
Right.
And we get to the church, and there's a lady vicar there, and she's all lovely and jolly. And so
was
it's all
like the vicar of Dibley?
Vicar of Dibley already, yeah.
Yeah.
And all down one side of the church is all my friend's friends and family, and down the other side of the church is about six people. And I thought, right, even more vicar of Dibley.
Yeah.
And then she starts telling a sermon, and she starts to say, I don't know if any of you listen to the radio, and I thought, well, now she's going to say, I heard a programme on Radio 4, but she didn't. She says, I listen to a DJ called Scott Mills. And he has a little anecdote that he does with his callers. At the end of the call, he always says, I love you. And the joke is to see if they say, I love you back, and most of them do. But he likes to make them squirm a little bit and see those that don't say, I love you back, how they react.
Is this during the sermon?
During the sermon, Sunday morning sermon in a church. And then she went on to, and obviously went into talking about sharing love and stuff like that, but I nearly fell off my pew when she said Scott Mills. And I got outside and I thought, I need to tell Scott Mills that. He needs to know. He's reached the church.
Yeah. I have reached the church, Chopper.
He's in the house of the Lord.
That's right.
You are being used as sermon fodder.
I can't believe that.
I couldn't believe it myself.
Did it work on the congregation? Did they all start spreading love?
Well, in fact, halfway through the sermon, people start walking around and saying, peace be with you, which was a little bit strange. So maybe they should start saying, I love you instead.
Peace be with you is not my catchphrase.
No, it's not, is it?
No. She started by saying, all right, treacle.
Well, I thought, what is she going to say? His little anecdote was all right, treacle. How's she going to get that into a Sunday morning sermon?
I'm going to do that to all the callers tonight. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Yeah. Wow. She was really lovely, and she does listen to you, so...
That is so cool. Do you know her name?
I can't remember her name, no. It was St. Peter's Church in Oadby.
Right, OK. So this show is the Vicar's favourite?
It is the Vicar's favourite.
Who would have thought it?
All spreading the love.
All the sin that goes on this show.
Oh, no.
I thought I can't believe she listens to some of the things that come out of that show.
Vickers love watching you kiss animals on the podcast.
Yes. Scott Mills.
Paris Hilton is going down. What's going on?
Is she?
I mean, she's going to prison.
Right.
Is what I meant then.
Yeah.
Right. How's she going to cope with that? In the slammer.
What's going on?
She's... Do you not listen to Newsbeat?
I must have gone to the loo at that point. I always download it.
It's kind of been in the paper quite a lot as well. Paris Hilton is going to prison. Do you think they'll let her take that stupid dog with her or not?
I don't think so, no.
Laura's really worried because apparently someone from Hollyoaks once went to prison and got killed. Yeah, that was Hollyoaks, obviously, which isn't real life, but try telling Laura that. Do you think it's going to be like Prison Cell Block H? Just Paris Hilton and those big butch prisoner women?
They'd like that, wouldn't they?
They would love that. Hello, darling. What's your name? Paris. Right, then. See, I'm just basing it on my love of Australian soap of the 70s, Prisoner Cell Block H. And I've made a little montage now of what I think it might sound like.
Right, because you'd have been able to get the audio from Prisoner Cell Block H, because you've got all the...
I bought the DVD in earlier.
Got them all shipped over, didn't you?
Yeah. So here's my kind of mock-up of what Paris would sound like in prison, using clips from Prisoner Cell Block H and The Simple Life.
I bet you're dying for a cigarette.
That's hot.
Pity... against regulations. Hey, I forgot to tell you. We got a new nickname for you. It's old B's idea. You know what it is? Vinegar.
That's hot.
Hey, how about that, eh? Vinegar.
That's hot.
Vinegar.
That's hot. That is really hot.
See, that's her nickname, one of the nicknames in Prison Supplication.
Right. So you've got called Paris Hilton Vinegar.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I'd love if they called her that. Why did you just call me? Vinegar, dude. That's hot. Oh, poor Paris.
You do feel sorry for her, don't you?
I'm a bit worried, that's all. Yeah! Uncle Jam.